This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Anything that resembles my name, Bill F., Bill Frady, Frady, Lock and Load, Lock and Load, Lock, Load, Load. Any of that gets you your first month free. Is it better to be quick on the draw or make the first shot really accurate? Now, there'd be some people that say, well, you need both of them. There's a lot of, it depends in it built into this. And this is going to vary from person to person. What may apply to me is not necessarily going to apply to you. Me, in a self-defense encounter, if somebody comes up on me, because of certain things, certain limitations I have right now, anybody that's going to try to do anything short of just cussing me out, okay? If they're going to punch me or anything else, if they hit me in the chest, I'm not willing to find out what happens if they hit me in the chest. So I look at everything as a possible moment where they intend to hurt me, at the very least, if not inadvertently kill me. If my chest comes apart from a punch or some sort of an impact, they may not have intended to do it that way, but it may very well kill me before I hit the floor if it lacerates my heart as it goes past it. So, I have to take that into consideration. So, I'm going to have to be able to do certain things really quick, and the drawing may happen while I'm doing certain movements pretty quick if I'm trying to move laterally or get away from them. So, that may not depend on speed. Now, what about firing accurately? Drawing really fast without some really judicious aiming of the weapon is asking for trouble. And in situations where you cannot differentiate bad guy from bad bystanders, staying in the safe side is always going to be the best approach. So here are a few scenarios for you to consider. Extreme close quarters. This is point blank. If the bad guy or guys are closing in within 15 feet or less, you're essentially in point-blank territory. You do not have time to draw or react, let alone aim. Your best bet, where possible, is to try to create distance between you and your enemy or buy you additional time to react. If you are not trained to do this, okay, this is why training is really important, because I do a lot of the training I take, I'm actually leaning on the target as I shoot it with live rounds. If you're not trained to do this or you haven't practiced to do this, your best bet is to try to sidestep and outmaneuver your enemy before he gains hold of you. For those with that have experience in hand-to-hand fighting, you know, you may want to consider something like blinding him temporarily as he comes in, or, you know, hitting him in the groin area, or, you know, throat punch or something. Or you may want to try to evade and distance yourself from them altogether. Scenario two, medium range combat. This is 10 to 25 yards out, or right at 10, less than 25 yards. This is the sort of scenario you see on the 11 o'clock news. If there's a shootout in the parking lot between bad guys and you get stuck in the middle, or worse, are the target, then speed and precision are going to be both absolutely essential. The problem is that precision is difficult when the targets are both moving in and out of cover, shooting at you, and are at variable distance. This is why you do not shoot for the extremities. This is why you aim for center mass, because the extremities are moving more than the center mass. Center mass, compared to them, is moving relatively slowly. Your best bet, instead of trying to beat the bad guys to the draw, is to try to reach cover first. Distance buys you time, but fast thinking will truly save the day. Keep your head about you. Know the difference between what is cover and what is concealment. A paper wall may offer you concealment, but it is definitely not cover. Being behind glass. I remember during the Parisian attacks, I saw a bunch of cops hiding in a corner behind glass, with glass between them and their enemy. And I was just thinking, boys, please move away from there. And the first time somebody fired in their direction, everybody but one of them ran away. So, find that cover, and then you have an opportunity to return fire or engage the targets, once again, with judicious aiming. Even better, you might be able to escape. When no escape, when there's no option for this, judicious aiming is absolutely the top priority over speed. Scenario number three, a longer range shot. 30 yards is not a far distance in terms of rifles. The farther the target is from you, the harder it will be to hit if he's shooting at you and moving. That's why you're going to want to get to cover and definitely stress aiming and marksmanship. We can and should escape when distance provides the opportunity to do so. It is far better to escape with your life than risk it further by engaging a bad guy with your concealed carry pistol. Even with good training, you are still not guaranteed to cause a positive effect on a target. So in conclusion, train as best you can, as much as you can for all three scenarios. The closer the bad guy is to you, the faster you will need to react. The less you're going to need to worry about aiming, the closer he is to you. If he's 30 yards away from you, 30 yards, you know, when you're looking from point A to point B and it's actually you there doing it, that's a lot further away than it looks like when it's on a football field. So you have more chances to escape at 30 yards than you do at 30 inches. So, bear all that in mind as you go about your day. Training, like I said, I'm about to hit a point now to where I've been going to the DNR range. I'm going to continue going to the DNR range to work on shooting and hitting a point. But my man JT and I were talking last night, and he shoots the way I shoot, which is throwing lead down range and trying to hit an area, okay? A small, tight area, maybe the size of a big softball or a little basketball in center mass. I'm not going to be that concerned with, getting him all inside an X-ring or an O-ring or one ring or the bullseye or whatever. I'm going to be trying to cause death due to excessive weight gain from all that lead I'm putting in their chest cavity. And I've got to get both of them down. This is why I've got to get back on the center line. This is what, you know, everybody, well, Bill, you're sort of grouping there good. I mean, I see a couple of flyers, but you're sort of grouping there good. Well, I need to get on the center line. As soon as I get on the center line, I'll feel much happier about everything I'm doing. If I'm below the bullseye or above the bullseye, if I'm on the center line, I will be back about where I need to be. We'll be right back.
communication has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. I think I've figured out what's going on. I know all of the affiliates that carry me, I think, are carrying me on time delay. So it falls to the ninjas in the various chat rooms and the streams if they're going to call in. But I'll still give out the call-in number. Big deal. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
All right, I'm going to shift a little bit, and we're going to go into presidential politics, just because that's important to consider. Now, I'm going to hazard a guess and say out loud that I don't think anybody that listens to me is going to be voting for Hillary. So here's some other stuff that you could tell to your friends that may be thinking about voting for Cankles Clinton. Here's some stuff we can talk about. Now, over the past weekend, thanks to Clintonomics, she promised that as president that she would put coal miners out of work and close down coal companies. Now, as outrageous as that is, it's consistent with her history. Speaking Sunday night at CNN's Democratic Town Hall in Columbus, Ohio, she said, "We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business." She tried to wiggle out of the statement by saying these unfortunate Americans won't be forgotten. But people remember that candidate Barack Obama said that if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant under his regime, they would be able to, but his policies will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted. So we know that Obama's war on coal will become Clinton's war on coal if she's elected. Which, I don't know how are you going to charge all the electric cars without the coal? Electricity got to come from somewhere. Backing policies that kills jobs is nothing new for Clinton. She wanted to raise the federal minimum wage and is in favor in state and local governments hiking minimums even higher. The former Secretary of State has also called for paid sick leave and some type of paid family leave, according to the Cato Institute's Michael Tanner. And she supports the Obama administration's push to expand the number of workers who would qualify for overtime pay. Tanner quipped that maybe this is all a secret plan to support the robot industry, to make his point that these policies that Clinton favors will kick people out of their jobs and force employers to choose alternatives to flesh and blood workers. Almost a year ago, she accused Republicans of putting American jobs at risk, but shortly thereafter, she proposed her growth and fairness plan, which includes tax increases, a higher minimum wage, rules on business that will force them to cut jobs, and infrastructure spending, which has been shown to be an impotent job creator. And just after she unveiled the proposal, it would be a job-destroying disaster for both the middle class and the poor she pretends to care about, according to Mr. Tanner. Going back a bit further, she voted to extend unemployment benefits from 39 weeks to 59 while she was a U.S. senator. Now, that may seem humanitarian, but extending benefits actually causes higher unemployment. It eliminates the incentive to find a job. While she was a senator, she voted for the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. As well, the provisions of the law make it easier for employees to sue over phony fair pay claims, which legal scholar Ted Frank says raises the expected litigation expense of hiring or retaining employees, which in turn reduces hiring and wages and kills jobs. She has a very long history of supporting unions. The CIO gave her an 85 rating for her pro-union voting. Organized labor, however, does nothing to create jobs. It, in fact, suppresses job creation. It's in unions' interest to restrict the labor supply so they can drive up wages. Clinton had one of those accidental candor moments when she was talking about taking the jobs away or burning the jobs down. And she tried to qualify this, but it was too late. That quote is out there, just as sure as it is a round coming out of a weapon. And now voters can put them together with their 2004 warning that we're going to take things away from you on behalf of the common good, as well as her history of getting behind proposals that choke job growth. And what is your result? What do you get out of this? You get a candidate who appears, and in fact is, out of touch with the average American. She would gladly put 80,000 or so coal miners and another 40,000 Americans employed in coal-fired plants out of work to please the environmentalist constituency that monolithically votes Democratic. And she wouldn't stop there. She'll say and do whatever will get her elected and then reelected, even if the predictable consequences are fewer Americans with jobs. This is one of those things. This is one of those things that, just the audacity of somebody coming in here and trying to shut down an industry is, it's bad. That's an awful lot of audacity there. And, the fact that she does it, and does it without blinking. But, coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about what actually happens with jobs in an area where they make the climate to try to do business so bad that they just feel like they have no choice but to go somewhere else. And what that does when they do that. What that does to that individual state or anything. Some cases, maybe even the country. Everybody wants made in America. I want made in America. Bill, why do you carry a Glock? Well, it's not as expensive as guns made in America. Mm-mm. And it's a little bit better than a few of them. And I like Glocks. I don't know if that actually works. Glocks are made in America now. They're made in Smyrna, Georgia. Am I pronouncing that right? I thought it was Smyrna. And everybody just sort of smiled and chuckled, "Oh, Bill, you big idiot, it's Smyrna." Okay. Everybody laugh at me, that's fine. But a little more political, a little more presidential politics when we get back. And then we'll get back on the gun thing, I promise. I swear to God.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Now then. I was talking about what happens when government gets in there with jobs. And yes, we are going to be back in guns in just a second. But this is important to understand. And most of you probably still already do. When you listen to a Hillary Clinton or a Bernie Sanders, you'd think that taxes can go up to 60% or even 80%. And the businesses and the investors of these companies, they're just going to pay up. That's not actually what happens. A growing number of businesses are stampeding out of high tax areas. This would sort of suggest that they're very wrong. There was even more evidence presented this week when CKE Restaurants, the corporate parent of Hardee's and Carl's Jr. Restaurants, announced they were relocating to Nashville, Tennessee. Hardee's will move its headquarters from St. Louis, Missouri to Nashville, Tennessee, one of America's fastest growing states. Did we mention that the state has no personal income tax? You see, here in my area, here in the southeastern United States, we are becoming the industrial powerhouse because we're right to work. We're not confiscatory on the taxes and everything else. And
everybody's welcome here. And we have guns. Meanwhile, the Carl's Jr. move puts more egg on the face of California and the political class in Sacramento. Carl's Jr. was founded in California and for years has been headquartered in Carpinteria, California. The highest income tax rate in California is 13%, so moving to Tennessee, where the tax rate is zero, will save the company millions of dollars on taxes a year. Yes, we know that CKA's official line is that the firm is relocating because it has less need for office space as it consolidates operations, but the company's executives say this with a wink. Tax savings are also a big factor, as is the stifling regulatory environment on the left coast, where businesses are treated like villains and rich people are as cash dispensers for big government programs. It's not a coincidence that CKE CEO Andy Puzder has been one of the leading critics of high taxes and onerous rules in Washington, D.C. and Sacramento. The state legislative group ALEC finds its latest rich states, poor states ratings of the states on business climate that California ranks 44th of all the states in business competitiveness. California has lost roughly 9,000 companies over the last decade, with most of them moving to Texas, Florida, and Tennessee. Last year, in a major loss, Toyota moved its North American headquarters from the Golden State to North Texas. Thanks to its high taxes and burdensome regulations, California's hemorrhage of jobs and businesses won't end soon. Burger King completely moved out of the United States in favor of Canada, where the business tax rate is only about half what it is in America. Dozens of others have left through inversions to cut their tax burden. So thanks to the federal and state tax codes, American businesses are departing for friendlier shores, taking thousands of high-paying jobs for them. One thing I want to point out with this, when we're talking Trump and he's talking about bringing these jobs back, he's going to have to create a climate to where they will come back. But if they do come back, if he were to actually do that, do you understand the boom that would occur were that to happen? Do you understand the boom that could occur if we did away with all this stupid minimum wage stuff? I mean, now they're wanting to push it to $15. I mean, do you know how many people that's going to put out of work? Now, when you take all these things into consideration I just laid out, why do Clinton and Sanders keep saying that they're going to get more taxes out of the rich with higher tax rates? California is now getting 13% of zero from Carl's Jr., just as the state gets 13% of zero from Toyota. Washington, D.C., former home of Burger King, will now get 35% of zero from Burger King. While Hillary and Bernie say that they stand for the working folks, the victims of their plundering the rich with high taxes are middle-class families who are losing their jobs in California. California doesn't have a middle class anymore. They have a welfare class, and they have the Silicon Valley billionaires, you know. They don't really have a middle class there. And, you know, I know people, I can't wait to move to California. I'm like, you're crazy. You are crazy. That's not bad, though. Somebody's saying send all the liberals to California. Not a bad idea. If you want to make America great again, one goal should be to make our national policies look more like those of Tennessee and less like those of California. We have got to, we've got to address this. Now, California also basically wants to run gun companies out of business, gun shops in particular, with AB 2459. This is authored by Kevin McCarty out of Sacramento, a Democrat. It could wipe out every single gun dealer in the state of California. This is what it would do. This is what drives them out of business for the traditional gun store. AB 2459 would force all gun dealers to video record all areas of their store wherever firearms or ammunition are stored, displayed, carried, handled, sold, or transferred, including but not limited to counters, safes, vaults, cabinets, shelves, cases, and entryways. You'd have to have cameras inside the vaults and inside the safes. Okay. according to the Orwellianness, gun dealers will have to spend thousands of dollars on storing the high-quality data for up to 10 years on site, turning each gun store that can't afford it into a high-capacity hard drive that most tech firms would be jealous of. Now, assuming that a gun dealer would still be in business after the first two requirements, the last one would do them in. AB 2459 mandates a first-in-the-world form of insurance, an unobtainable policy that covers the criminal acts of second, third, and fourth parties using a firearm and ammunition from the store in question, even if the retailer is in fact the victim of the crime or if the gun or ammo was stolen from the store. So if I go buy a gun, from brand X, and I sell it, and then that guy sells it, and then that guy sells it, and the last guy that buys it goes out and commits a crime, those guys at the gun shop are in big trouble. How are they going to know that? Who writes insurance like that? It's unobtainable. If they can't, this is like cracking the iPhone all over again. This is just like cracking the iPhone all over again. But hey, you know what they say. But this is California. This is California. And here we have AB 2459. They've already lost Carl's Jr. They're going to run every gun shop in town out of business just with their video requirements. Who's heard of putting a camera inside a gun safe? Don't you have to have it lit up inside the gun safe so the camera can see what's inside the gun safe? What kind of nut came up with this one? Oh, yeah, Kevin McCarty. Oh, well. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com, Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Any version of my name, any version of the show, Lock and Load, heard you on Lock and Load, Lock, Load, and, well, maybe not and, Bill F. Frady, B. Frady, whatever, get that free month. Let's see, Bill, how can we stop the Clinton machine from destroying any chance Trump may have of winning? Wonder if Trump will bring all of Hillary's skeletons out of the closet. I'm still waiting to do with see what the FBI has to say about all that. I'm not convinced they will not indict her. As a matter of fact, I think they might pitch such a fit if they don't, with some big high profile resignations, that it would be sort of hard to do. And I'm not thoroughly convinced that Hillary wins in the general election either. She's winning these caucuses and beating Bernie Sanders, but nobody's talking about how few people are showing up to vote in these Democratic caucuses. Let's see. We got, okay, well, if that's coming in, we'll take, hey, there you go. He's calling in. I'll wait for him to get up there. Hillary. Cancels Clinton. She is the gift that keeps on giving. Absolutely. Go ahead and slap him on hold. We'll just roll. Tomorrow, I have no idea what we're doing. Let's go to the phones, Kakarot, or as I know him, Tony in the big truck.
How are you doing, sir? Doing all right tonight?
I'm trying to cope. That's all I'm trying to do. You?
So far, well, I'm sitting at the house. I'm a lazy boy, so I'm being lazy.
There you go.
Oh. You want to find out? You're talking about the Hill to Beast and all that. What do you think Hillary will do as far as trying to destroy Donald, if he is the one who happens to run against her? Then what exactly will Donald do? Will he bring all of Hillary's skeletons out of the closet? And I don't mean just the ones that we hear about on TV, but the ones that her and Bill have swept under the table back in Arkansas and everything.
That,
somebody's heard about watching openly.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff about them coming out of Arkansas. I don't know. Hillary's got a lot of problems. One thing that, you know, she gets out there and they say, well, Hillary handily won such and such state with X percent. But nobody's saying how many people are actually turning out to vote. And that's a big issue. Now, on the Republican side, the turnout has been unprecedented. Right here in South Carolina, where you and I are. Turnout, unprecedented. So the Republicans are tooled up and everything else. We got to see what happens with the convention, because, you know, they we heard the cat the other day that got out there and said, well, of course, everybody thinks the voters picked the nominee, but we all know it's the party. And actually happens, I'm going to personally hunt that guy down myself.
That just torqued me something terrible. For them to go and say, I mean, I disemboweled, yeah. I did a Ronald Reagan to the Republican Party.
Right.
When they sent me my renewal notice, I just told them I didn't leave you, you left me, and mailed it back to them.
Right.
And it just amazes me that they have the gall to say something like that. They basically are telling us straight up that we don't matter.
Well, see, here's the problem. I don't care what they think. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If that were to happen, I'm going to hunt down that first guy that everybody's quoting, and you'll find me with a towel wrapped around my head, and I'm going to make a video, and I'm going to say, hello, I am Bhagwan Bill. And then I'm going to start beating him about the head with a cricket bat. This is what I think of the party.
Don't go and do that. We need our faithful leader.
Well, I'll be. That's why I'm wearing a towel around my head. I'm going to be doing it a la undercover. And, you know.
Well, we're going to have to think of a better name for you than that.
Bhagwan Bill. You don't like that one?
Yeah. No.
Most people don't remember the Bhagwan. The Bhagwan had a good scam going there for a while. So, riding around on his compound in his Rolls Royces. But that's the closest thing I can think of that sounds sort of, you know, jihadi. Because I'm willing to go complete jihadi on the Republican Party if that's what it turns out has to happen. They don't quite understand. All of these guys, here in our state where we live, I've met many of these players that are in the background that think they're the movers and the shakers. And they walk around completely oblivious to anything that might actually happen to them. And if they were to do this brokered convention and, you know, if Trump wins it. Whether I think he should or anybody else thinks he should or they think he should, whatever. If he wins it, the people have spoken.
And that's how it should be.
Yes. So, you know. And you know what? If he gets the nomination, I'm backing him. I haven't been to – I've been juggling. Most of the people that everybody's been liking, I haven't liked anyway. The guy I wanted to run for it was Sam Brownback out of Kansas, and he just won't do it. So, you know, I'm left with what I'm left with.
Well, I'm pretty much the same way. I'll back him. I didn't vote for him, but I will back him. And with his ego, I speculate that he'll do better than what people think he will do for the simple reason he wants to go down in history with a big name.
Well, see, the thing is, Obama has paved the way for him to do imperial things. And what I want him to do in that particular case, because thankfully the Republicans in the Senate did not rescind all of these rules that Harry Reid put into place. I did not want that to happen. They set them there. Let them live with them. They're having to live with them right now. This whole thing with the Supreme Court. They're the ones that started doing that when W still had 18 months left in office. They said, well, you don't get to pick anymore. You shouldn't get to. This guy's got 7 months left, and all of a sudden he's wanting to throw somebody in there. And, you know, I'm not afraid of a Supreme Court justice getting in there and taking down Heller, because that just means it's Civil War time. And you can install me on top of the big truck, and I'll just be riding down there like some road warrior. As best I can.
A hood ornament.
That's right. Hood ornament with gun. Wow, look at that. Never seen a bald guy with a gun as a hood ornament. But as far as the rest of it is concerned,
The Republicans need to walk very carefully because they've been given everything they've asked for. And if they make this, you know, they wanted the House. They said to fight him, we got to have the House. So we gave them the House. Then they had to have the Senate. So we gave them the Senate. And still malleable they've been against Obama. And now we're about to give them the chief executive and give them the whole ball of wax. And thankfully, some of these Republicans in the Senate are not sitting there going, well, we better push for a vote or we'll get voted out of office. Stand up and have your intestinal fortitude. You voted in there to obstruct Obama. That doesn't mean get along with him. That doesn't mean do what he wants. So
it wouldn't hurt somebody to actually turn the Obamaism around backwards and use it for the betterment of the country.
Yes, exactly. As far as Hillary versus Trump, I'm just waiting to see if it's going to be Hillary versus Trump. Right. And if it is Hillary versus Trump, like I said, I'm not convinced that Hillary beats Trump. I've seen all these polls and I hear all these people. I just wonder why they're all against him. And it's because he's not taking any money from anybody. He's not beholden to anybody. I would have thought that all of the grassroots people would have said, this is our guy, but it isn't. Because all of the heroes in the conservative movement are really showing their true colors now. They're really showing their true colors now. So, you know,
Graham's backing Cruz, that way they're scared of the doobie out of me.
This is why I back guns. If a guy's pro-gun and, you know, Trump, like him or not, he's the only concealed carry permit holder out there in the presidential election. So, you know, having said that, I'm about to run out of time, Tony. So you keep the big red truck on the shiny side up. Even if you are, and he went away, gosh, keep the big red truck on the shiny side up, and, you know, we'll do this again. Coming up, you know, 21 hours from now, we will reconvene. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.